Rahman Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah is 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, and actually this is the day of the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, inshallah, the Muslims are celebrating the day of birth of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And inshallah, from today, we will start a series of classes to know about the greatest man in history, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your best ideal in life. Inshallah, our classes will be about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the beginning, we will learn why we choose that topic, why we must learn about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam. Number one, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the practical image of Islam. And actually, sisters, as Muslims, when you mention the name of Prophet Muhammad, you must say after his name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the blessings of Allah be upon him. Because he is the messenger of Islam, and also because we will know how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered for the sake of the spread of the religion of Islam. So to know about the greatest man in history and why we choose Prophet Muhammad to be the topic of the year of 2014, we must know that number one, Prophet Muhammad is the practical image of Islam. There is no way that one can get to know Islam without knowing Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing his guidance, knowing his work, knowing his instructions, so that you can follow him as the role model for the Muslims. We will recite now some verses of the Holy Quran about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we will learn about the importance of learning about his life. And we will start from Surah number 33, verse number 21.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah a certain excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day, and who remembers Allah often.
So actually, Allah the Almighty is giving the guidance to all the Muslims for any one of them who is looking to have a role model or an excellent pattern. Okay, if you are looking to be a true believer in the oneness of Allah and a true believer in the Day of Judgment, the one who is your role model and the excellent pattern is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will recite also now from Surah number 24. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة number 24 is سورة النور, verse number 54, to know more about Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, and the importance and his importance as a role model for the Muslims.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فإن تولوا فإنما عليه ما حمل وعليكم ما حملتم وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين.
Say, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. But if you turn away, then upon him is only that duty with which he has been charged, and upon you is that which you have been charged. And if you obey him, you will be rightly guided. And there is not upon the messenger except the responsibility for clear notification.
So actually, in this verse of the Quran, there is a command to all the Muslims to obey Allah and also to obey Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger. So this is to clarify the importance of obeying Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah is commanding us to obey him, Allah, the Almighty, and also to obey Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also Allah is mentioning here, and if you obey him, you will be rightly guided. So this is the proof from Allah the Almighty that if you want to be rightly guided, you must obey the sunnah, the sayings, and the actions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this verse of the Quran, Allah is clarifying that the duty of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the clear notification. He is not responsible for any one of you. If you want to obey him, okay, this is your responsibility towards yourself. If you don't want to obey him and you turn away from him, then he is not responsible for the guidance of the people. Okay, he is just a messenger. He will call the people and he will give the clear notification, and then it is up to you. He doesn't have any responsibility regarding whom he is calling to Allah. And actually this is a source of mercy of Allah towards Prophet Muhammad, that he will take away from his shoulder the burden of being responsible for the guidance of the people. He is not responsible. He is just giving the clear notification. We will recite also about the importance of learning about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and obeying him from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 80, verse number 80. Surah number 4, verse number 80, to know about the importance of learning about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the role model for us the Muslims. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He who obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah, but those who turn away, we have not sent you over them as a guardian.
Again, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us Muslims that when we obey Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this means that we are obeying Allah the Almighty, we will be rewarded and we are guided. But for those whom they turn away, okay, Allah is sending the message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take it easy, because he is not a guardian for them. He is just calling to Allah. And then it is the responsibility of everyone who is looking for the guidance, looking for the right path, looking for the reward from Allah, to obey Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will recite also from Surah number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 31, to know about the importance of learning the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the importance for obeying him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O Muhammad, if you should love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sin. And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
So Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us in this verse of the Quran a more important reason to know about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to follow his guidance. And that reason is that if you love Allah, okay, follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And if you follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then Allah will love you. So for everyone who is looking for the love of Allah, the Almighty, the controller of all the affairs, the one up to him is all the events of our life. If you are looking for the love of Allah, the way is to follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah, number one, will love you, then Allah will forgive your sins. So learning about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, will help every one of us to have the love of Allah the Almighty and to have all our sins forgiven. forgiven, because we would, if you follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, this means that you are following the right guidance, you are following the right way, and inshallah, Allah will love you and Allah will forgive your sins and you will be following the rules of Allah. So this means that learning about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about his life, about his saying, about his sunnah, about his manners, about his character is a must for every Muslim who is looking for obedience of Allah, love of Allah, and forgiveness of the sins. We must know, sister, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the practical image of Islam, and without him we can't know how to obey Allah and to worship him. For example, in the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty mentioned about prayers, that prayer is one of the obligations for the Muslims. But Allah didn't mention in the Holy Quran how many times we are supposed to pray. How to pray? Okay, about ruku' and sujood and 2 rak'ahs and 4 rak'ahs and time of prayer. All of this was not mentioned in the Holy Quran, and all of these details about as-salah was taught to the Muslim by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must know that if you want to know about Islam, you must know the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah and his saying, because without him you can't be able to obey Allah or to worship him. From Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Muslims derive the best morals, manners and merits. From Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scholars derive the techniques of the call to Allah and learn the tolerance and patience for the sake of spreading the knowledge of Islam. Actually, many times, and actually I am a very small scholar or a non-scholar, okay, but still, alhamdulillah, I'm calling to Allah. Many times I have a lot of problems regarding calling to Allah, going to the masjid, treating with the people from different backgrounds, but I am always reminded by the tolerance and patience of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in reality, in my life, that when I remember how he suffered and how he tolerated for the sake of Islam, I always say to myself, I am not tolerating anything. This can't be compared to what we will learn about the suffering of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, for the sake of the spreading of Islam. So if you are planning to call for Allah, you must know the techniques of the call of Allah, and you must learn the tolerance and patience from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are a teacher, you must derive the methods and techniques of education from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they are based also on the patience, tolerance and knowledge. If you are a ruler, you must derive the systems and methodology of leadership from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, history had witnessed many kings and leaders, but none of them had left behind such a biography and pattern to be followed as it is with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And actually, sisters, when you will learn more about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will feel that there is a light in your heart. More and more every day. I taught this class before a week in my Arabic classes, and while we were learning about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't imagine, sister, you will feel a different feeling. Subhanallah. For me, actually, it was very strange, because I am teaching Islam for more than 10 years and I am always with the Quran, teaching from the Quran. This is the first time for me to focus on the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and I started to feel that there is something special in reality related to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a human being and as a messenger to Allah. The Almighty. The second reason to study the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that from studying his life, you will have the proof that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best ideal to follow in your normal daily life. Okay, when you treat with the people, okay, the best ideal to follow in your life is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for example, if you are an orphan, you have to know that Prophet Muhammad's father died before his birth, and his mother died when he was still a child, 6 years old. So he was an orphan from day one of his life, but he tried to live his life as a good person, and he was strong, and he was having the best manners. So if you are an orphan, try to know about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will be the best ideal to follow in your life. If you are a child, so learn about the biography of the shepherd of Mecca, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he had a very simple childhood, but he was also living a good life. If you are a student, may Allah bless you. If you are a student, follow the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was sitting with Angel Jibril, learning and understanding the message of the Quran with all the dedication and sincerity. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't have the ability to read or to write. And Prophet Jibril or Angel Jibril was visiting him with the verses of the Holy Quran during the month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so focused that he can memorize these verses of the Quran so that he can mention it to the other Muslims whom they can write, so that the Quran will be written through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in spite of the fact that he doesn't know how to read and write. And there is a wisdom behind this fact that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can't read or write, so that they will not say that he is the one who writes the Quran. Okay, why he doesn't know to write or to read? Because many people now from the Western countries, they always say that the Quran is written by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't know how to read or to write. So how come he will be the one who is who wrote the Holy Quran?
He has a very good memory.
He has a very good memory. Yes, Allah the Almighty, when He chooses someone for a special message, He will give him what will help him for that, you know. And actually, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said generally, okay, everyone, it will be easy for everyone to do his role in life. So, for example, if, inshallah, it was written for me to call for Allah, Allah will give me the abilities for that. If Allah was planning for me to be a teacher, I will have the ability for that. If Allah is planning for me to be guided, He will send for me those whom they help me to be guided. If Allah, the Almighty, is planning for me, you know, to be away from my country, He will give me the strength in my spirit so that I can live alone all my life. So this is, you know, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will prepare every one of us for what he will be supposed to do in this life. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the last messenger, and he was the one to reveal the message of Islam and the Quran. So Allah the Almighty, in spite of the fact that he planned for him not to be able to read or to write, but he had the memory to keep the Quran, and Angel Jibril was sitting with him to be sure that whatever he listened, he kept it correctly, so that he can mention it to the other Muslims to write it every time he met Angel Jibril. Number four, if you are a teacher, take Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as an example of his kind way of teaching his companions. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he met many people, and he was sometimes treated very badly. Okay, but as a teacher, he was all the time kind with his companion, because he had a goal. The most important for him, he is the goal, and he was looking for the goal, and the goal is to call the people for the message and to let them know it. So he always forget about how the people were treating him, and he was always very kind. And this what the teacher or any teacher must learn, that for the sake of teaching the people, you must be kind with them, and you must have patience. If you are a weak person, take Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an example for you, as he was the only one calling all his community to leave worshipping the idols and to worship Allah, the only God. Again and again, sisters, try to imagine that if you are living in a community and all the community, 100% of the community, are worshipping the idols, believing that the idols are the real gods, and then one person will stand and say the idols are not the God, the only God is Allah. He was standing in front of all the Arabs and in front of all the world with the message of Islam, calling to Allah and calling them to leave the idols which they believe from the depths of their hearts that they are their God. But because he believes in this, okay, he became a strong person in spite of the fact that actually it is a very difficult responsibility to call all the community for something which they don't like. If you are a poor, take Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an example for you. When he immigrated to Mecca without having anything with him, okay, from the materialistic issue of life, he just escaped by himself. He escaped his people and he immigrated to Mecca to Medina, because they were planning to kill him. They tried with him by all the means, but he refused to leave the message, so they decided to kill him. Allah the Almighty commanded him to leave Mecca secretly, and he left Mecca without having anything with him, but he had Allah. And if you are a poor person, be sure that you have Allah, and Allah is the provider. If you have Allah, you have everything. If you lose Allah, you lost everything. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left everything behind him, and Allah was with him, and he immigrated to Mecca, and he has all the success in Mecca because he believes that Allah is the provider. If you are rich, follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was a merchant traveling with his products from north to south and south to north of the Arabia. He was working day and night. He was not a lazy rich man, because most of the very rich men, they are lazy. They have people to work for them and they try to enjoy life, most of them. Okay, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was trying his best and he was working day and night. And actually, if you are a husband, read the biography about the kind treatment of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his wife. And this, inshallah, will be the core of the classes after we will learn about his life, so that inshallah we will have the proof to everyone that the best husband ever was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I would like to know what is the best or most recommended biography to read about the...
Actually, you know, it is very difficult to give you one, because regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his biography was written by people from the West and by Muslims. Okay, and everyone has his point of view regarding the biography. So it is very difficult to read one. Okay, you must at the beginning know more about, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the verses of the Holy Quran. You must have clear knowledge about the Holy Quran, and then with this knowledge you can start to choose from every biography what is the correct one and what is important, because there are some informations which are not important at all, a lot of very fine details which will not be giving the benefits for the one who is looking to know about the most important lessons from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can find many books about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but actually I will try to give you from many references. I am not getting this information from one reference. I have three references and I'm trying to choose what is important and what is beneficial for you, inshallah, for the classes, inshallah. If you are a father, learn how to treat your children as he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did with his daughters and granddaughters. So, in conclusion, no matter who you are, you have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam biography, your guide and candle lightening the darkness of your daily life. Indeed, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest personality all over the world. The third reason to learn about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he was great in everything. Allah the Almighty said about him, about this fact in the Holy Quran, we will recite from Surah number 68, verse number 4, that he was great, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in everything.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim.
And indeed, you are of a great moral character.
So actually, here about the Almighty Allah Himself is saying about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had great moral character. To know about this, actually, we must know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never says a lie all his life. As even before being a messenger, he was nicknamed Al-Amin, the trustful, As-Sadiq Al-Amin, the trustful, the trustworthy. So before being a messenger, he never says a lie. And after being a messenger also. So he is the only one who never says a lie. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life, and his nickname before being a messenger, okay, the trustful, the trustworthy. Whenever there is any problem, they will ask the trustful, the trustworthy Muhammad before knowing that he will be Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's messenger, he never failed to keep his promises. Okay, and this is very important manner, sister, and this is the most important actually manners to have a good character. If you are looking to have a good character, which all the people will like, and you will have good relation with everyone, so learn from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never to lie. Okay, because actually nowadays the white lies. Okay, people are not lying; they are calling the lies white lies. Okay, do you have this in English also, white lies? Okay, so when you tell me, for example, Sister Mona, why you are late, I don't want to say, you know, I was eating, I was drinking, I was not interested. The traffic was too bad. Okay, and when someone will tell you why you lie, you say, because I don't want Sister Mona to be upset, to feel that I'm not interested. So I'm trying, you know, to say nice word to Sister Mona that it is the traffic. But in reality, I was not sure to come or not. Okay, this is how we are living all our life. When, for example, you ask your husband, do you like my food today? It is good. Okay, but you are not eating at all. Okay.
He should say it's bad.
No, he should say that, you know, I hope that next time you will try, you know, to adjust the food.
And to tell you the truth,
okay, if you are not a good cook, why you are asking him, don't what about my food?
Yeah.
Okay, for example, I was not a good cook for a long time at the beginning of my marriage. And I always noticed that my husband is always telling me, today don't cook. I will not ask him, why my husband, you don't like my food? I appreciate it. I tell him, very good. He tell me always, you know, I like to eat bread and cheese and this kind of food. Very good for my health. Okay. I understand. He doesn't like the food. No problem. I'm not a good cook until Allah helped me to learn how to cook after the years. Okay. So, you know, sister, this is the problem in our life. And this was, inshallah, we must promise ourselves that if we will learn about the manner of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we must promise Allah that, oh Allah, I will try my best that I will have him as my role model in reality, in my life. And if someone will ask me, why you are now always telling the truth, even we don't like it, why you always keep your promises all the time, why you never revenge Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he never took revenge for himself. Okay, he was only angry if someone will not obey the rules of Allah. He will be very angry. Okay, but revenge for himself, he never took revenge for himself. So when we will learn the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, in details, okay, you must, sister, get the benefit of this knowledge. You must promise yourself, for the sake of Allah, and then for the sake of my character, and for the sake of my reward, and for the sake of being a good person following the manners of my Prophet, so that Allah will love me and all my sins will be forgiven, I will not say a lie as I can, inshallah, and I will tell to the people. I had classes about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I learned more and more about him, and I want him actually on the day of judgment, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will learn inshallah while we are learning about him, that on the day of judgment he will be the only prophet to stand, okay, to ask Allah to forgive groups and hundreds and thousands of the Muslims before even being questioned. Okay, just, oh Allah, forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. He will be stand with his hands like this. Oh Allah, forgive them, forgive them. So if you learn about this, he will forgive, he will ask forgiveness for those whom they were following his manners, not for those whom they were lying and not obeying and cheating the Muslims. So if you want to have the benefit of these classes, promise Allah to help you, inshallah, to have the manners and the characters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that inshallah you will get all the benefit. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never hit a woman. He was great in his ability of gathering people around him. He was great in inspiring hope in the hearts of the people. He was great in his courage. He was great in his forgiveness of his enemies. And we will learn about this, those whom they gave him the most difficult time in Mecca, and they forced him to leave the place which he loved the best. Okay? When he, when Allah the Almighty gave him the victory over them, and they were so worried that he will punish them, he said to them, go all of you, you are free men, I will never do anything bad for you. He never, Bismillah ar-Rahman, he was always forgiving his enemies and he never revenged. And when he said these words to the people of Mecca, whom they were totally against the message of Islam, they all become Muslims in one day, when he returned back to Mecca at the end of his life. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was great in his spirituality and in his political vision, and also with his wife. The fourth lesson, the fourth reason to study the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to have his love deep in our hearts. The love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very beneficial for every Muslim, because Prophet Muhammad himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, none of you will have faith till he loves me more than his father, his children, and all mankind. And also, you must love him more than yourself. So you can ask a question. Why I must love Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, more than myself? Because he will save myself. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the one who conveyed the message of Islam to me through him. Okay? Through his struggle to spread the message of Islam. If he was killed, or if he stopped from calling the people to Islam, none, most of us will not be Muslims now. If we are not Muslims, we are not guided, and we will not have the Quran as a guidance for our life, and actually the hellfire will be our final destination. So our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saved our life, okay, and from being the life of corruption, and he saved our final destination, and inshallah we will be in the paradise when we will follow his manners and we will follow actually his sunnah. So I must love him because he is the one who conveyed the message for me, and the message is the most important for me. And actually, if you want to know how you love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much you love him, okay, it is equal to your relation with Islam. If Islam is important for you, if the message is the way you live through, so Prophet Muhammad is extremely important for me, and I love him more than myself. But if Islam and the message of the Quran is not having a great effect on my life, so Prophet Muhammad will be on the side of your life. So you are the only one who knows in reality you love him or you don't. Actually, a man asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the hour, about the day of judgment, saying, when will the hour be? The man asked Prophet Muhammad about the day of judgment, when it will be. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, What have you prepared for it? What you prepared? Have you prepared for the day of judgment? The man said nothing except that I love Allah and His Messenger. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You will be with those whom you love." You see, sister, this is the importance of love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the love means to follow his sunnah and to have his manners. So if you love him, and this love actually encouraged you to have his manners and to live according to his sunnah, inshallah, you will be with him in the highest grade of the paradise. So this is a glad tiding to every Muslim. Everyone is looking for the paradise. How can I be in the paradise? You can be in the paradise very simply. Love Allah. Love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn about his sayings and about his manners and his character and how he was living in his life. And inshallah we will have classes about a day in the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a very good book, you know, which has this title. Alhamdulillah, I had it in English. A day in the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you live the same way he was living in his house, you will be with him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be in the highest position in the paradise. Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, and also Ali ibn Abi Talib, a great companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, how was your love for the Messenger of Allah? And actually, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he was the husband of the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anhu. He replied, by Allah, we love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our sons, more than our father, more than our mothers, our wealth, and more than the cold water in a time of great thirst. You see how he loved him from the depth of his heart. So love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give you the sincere faith and will give you the success on the day of judgment. The fifth reason for studying the Prophet's biography is to help Muslims to understand the Holy Quran, as there are many verses interpreted by reading the conditions around the Messenger and his reactions in return. And we will learn this now from three verses of the Holy Quran, so that we will learn that the importance of learning about his life, because his life was connected to the revealing of the verses of the Holy Quran. We will recite now, we'll start from Surah number 66, verse number 1 and 2. Surah number 66.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nabiyu lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak. تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم وإذ أسر النبي إلى بعض أزواجه حديثا فلما نبأت به وأظهر الله عليه عرف بعضه وأعرض عن بعض فلما أن نبأها به قالت من أنبأك هذا قال نبأني العليم الخبير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O Prophet, why do you prohibit yourself from what Allah has made lawful to you, seeking the approval of your wives? And Allah is forgiving and merciful. Allah had already ordained for you, Muslims, the dissolution of your oaths. And Allah is your protector, and He is the knowing, the wise. And remember when the Prophet ﷺ confided to one of his wives the statement, and when she informed another of it, and Allah showed it to him, he made known part of it and ignored a part. And when he informed her about it, she said, "Who told you this?" He said, "I was informed by the knowing, the aware."
These are some verses of the Holy Quran which are related to a story between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wife, and two of his wives. And inshallah, when we will learn about his life and his wife, inshallah, we will learn about these verses of the Quran. But this is the proof that when you study Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam biography, this will help you to understand the Quran. Also, we will recite from Surah number 65, verse number 1, so that we will feel that the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in the Holy Quran, and there are many events in his life which are lessons for everyone when they were mentioned in the verses of the Quran. Surah number 65, verse number 1.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن واحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعد حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا.
Oh, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Prophet, when you Muslim divorce women, divorce them for the commencement of the waiting period, and keep count of the waiting period, and fear Allah your Lord. Do not turn them out of their husband's house, nor should they themselves leave during that period, unless they are committing a clear immorality. And those are the limits set by Allah. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah has certainly wronged himself, and you know not. Perhaps Allah will bring about after that a different matter.
So actually, sister, these are the rules of divorce in Islam, and they were mentioned to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he was divorcing some of his wife, and Allah was teaching us about the rules of divorce from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we will learn about these rules in details inshallah, but this is a clarification that when you learn the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will help you to have the meaning of many of the verses of the Holy Quran. So actually, the final conclusion is that it is the duty of every Muslim to study the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to learn to have him as his role model all his life, and to have all to follow his actions and sayings inshallah. Now we will start about the first period of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is from birth to revelation. Okay, at the beginning, sisters, we must know about the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The family tree of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started by Prophet Ibrahim, and then Prophet Ismail. After Prophet Ismail, there were many tribes. For example, Banu Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Banu Kinana, and then Banu Quraysh, and then Banu Hashim, and at the end it was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a very long family tree, but it started by Prophet Ibrahim, and then Prophet Ismail, and they are actually the great grandparents of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In between there are the Arab tribes. The name of the Arab tribes, Banu Kinana, Banu Quraysh, Banu Hashim, they were Arab tribes. They were living in the Arabia, and it is the word Arab is linked to the Arabic language because they speak Arabic. Okay, so these are the Arab tribes which are between Prophet Ismail and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about his family, indeed Allah chose Ismail from the sons of Ibrahim, because Prophet Ibrahim has two sons, Prophet Ismail and Prophet Ishaq. Prophet Muhammad said that Allah chose Ismail from the sons of Ibrahim. He chooses Banu Kinana over the other tribes from the children of Ismail. Allah chooses Banu Quraysh over the other tribes of Kinana. We are moving from one generation to other generation. Then Allah chooses Banu Hashim over the other the families of the Quraysh, and Allah chooses me from Banu Hashim. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from Banu Hashim, and Banu Hashim is from Banu Quraysh. Banu Quraysh is from Banu Kinana. They are all from Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. He is from the best family and from the best tribes in the Arabs. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is from the best tribe and best family of the Arabs.
What does he mean, Banu?
Banu is son. Okay? So this is number one regarding Prophet Muhammad and the family tree of Prophet Muhammad. And he is the best, he has the best family tree. Okay? We must know these sisters. Why? Because we always try to follow those whom they have good origins. Okay? If I know that that one whom she is calling to Allah, she is a good sister, alhamdulillah, obeying the guidance of Allah, her parents were also religious, alhamdulillah, the origin is good. This is very important. Okay? Actually, regarding knowing about our Prophet or all the good people, and also when you marry. When you marry someone, try to know about the origin. Because why we must know about the origin, sister? Because of the chromosomes. Because the chromosomes are actually, yes, this is very important, you know, the good origin. For example, you know, I am clarifying this because if you have someone who comes to you, your son, and tell you, I want to marry that girl, but you know, for example, her mother is a dancer, Arabic dancer, for example. Okay? Yes, yes. Arabic dancer. Okay, yes, in the nightclub. But the girl is excellent. The girl is excellent. The answer is no. Why? Because of two important issues. Number one, because of the chromosomes. She is the mother. She has half of the chromosomes from the mother. And the second half is from the father. This is, you know, scientific. Number two, the environment. That girl, she grew up in a house where the mother is a dancer. Okay, in a nightclub. Okay, this means that she's drinking, she's gambling, she's doing everything. Okay, so according to the, according to the correct way of living life, okay, try to be away from any source of corruption. At least I tried my best. Okay, when you know that person or that sister, for example, you know, suppose now we have the class, alhamdulillah, we are guided, alhamdulillah, and I have a neighbor. She is, alhamdulillah, mashallah, well covered and everything. But then she comes and tell me, you know, Sister Mona, I want to be a close friend of you, but I want to tell you that my father, he has a nightclub, and my mother is dancing in the nightclub, and they are drinking in the nightclub. But Sister Mona, I am a good person. I tell her, may Allah guide you, may Allah help you, may Allah take care of you. You are a good person, I will do dua for you. But sister, I am very busy. Okay, why? To tell you the truth, sisters, why? This is life, you know. If you want me again to say the white lies as the other people, I will not say the white lies while I am teaching the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because there must be an effect of the environment and an effect of the chromosomes. There must be. And in this day life which we are living, which is full of corruption, I am mentioning this now in my classes day and night. This is the time of the corruption over the earth. All forms of corruption is there. Okay? I can't play the game of suspicion with any person. At all. At all. Okay?
So what if your family was, you know, not so great and you became a Muslim, you know?
I mean,
that doesn't make you a bad person because your family is bad, you know?
No, then this is not the meaning. This is not the meaning. If you are a good Muslim, alhamdulillah, but try to have a space with your family. You know why? Because we are weak human beings. You know, in every family, There are good and there are people, good and bad. Good and bad is not the meaning, guided and not guided. Okay? In my family, there are a lot not guided, but I'm not supposed to mention who is not guided in my family, in spite of the fact maybe they are extremely close to me, but they are not guided. Okay? This doesn't mean that, you know, they are bad or I am bad. But me personally, I have a space with them. Why? Because shaitan is very strong. If I say that, you know, today, alhamdulillah, the day of birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am fasting, for example, someone will tell me, why? No problem. Are still ill. You are still have flow. Don't fast. Okay, no problem. Okay, if I wake up...
You don't have to listen to them.
Yes, no, but I tell you, Daniel, most of the human being, from my point of view, and Allah knows, most of the human being are not really guided. And to tell you the truth, guidance is not only to pray or to fast. Guidance, Daniel, is to fulfill the promises, to have good manners, to fear Allah, to treat the people the best way, to forget, to forgive. It is, you know, the way of life. This way of life, you cannot find it except very little in our life. What about the revenge? Most of the people are living the life of the revenge. When you tell her, sister, why you are not happy today? Yesterday, someone called me and talked to me in a very bad way. I'm very upset. I'm extreme. I didn't sleep the whole night. And today I will call her. So this is the issue. So if I will communicate with the people with this mentality, I will remember a lot of people whom they gave me hard time. Then I will try to think, what about the respect of myself? There is no respect of yourself in Islam. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't revenge from anyone. He didn't, he didn't take, you know, a revenge from anyone whom they were giving him very bad thing, because he never think about the respect of himself. He is already respected by Allah the Almighty when you obey Allah. So when you look around you and you notice that your mentality is totally different from most of the people, and most of people, Daniel, you know, they have the same mentality and they agree for the same, you know, they are similar to each other. Their mentality is the same. And when you feel that you handle life in a different, totally different life, I don't like to revenge, I like to forget, I like to forgive, I like to fulfill my promises. If the people will give me headache, I will be away from them so that I will be following that way in the best way. Okay, if you try to speak with the people like this, and believe me, sometimes it is happening with me, when I call my relatives in Egypt and they start to talk about politics and, you know, and about, you know, the face wrinkles and about the dying of the hair and about up to date and everything, then I start to tell them, today I have a class and I talked about Allah, and I feel that they are bored. You know, yes, they tell me, okay, Mona, but try to think of your daily life also. This will be boring for your husband. You are talking all the time about the religion. What happened to you? Where is your life? Take care of yourself. When you came to Egypt, you looked very old. Yes, everyone said to me this. Why you are not having, you know, some medications for the wrinkles? Why you are not taking care of yourself? Then I feel that, you know, I feel very upset. I say, okay, are you okay? Alhamdulillah, I want to be sure that you are in a good shape. I am in a good shape. And all right, salamu alaykum. Then I close the phone and I feel that I have my own, you know, way of thinking. I have my own world, you know. And alhamdulillah, what is good in America is that in America you can live your life according to what you believe in, and no one will put his nose in your life. This is what is excellent in America. But in our countries, you can't. Everyone will tell you what is going on. No. Forget about the class today. Come for the hairdresser immediately. Yes! This is for your husband. Your husband is more important than the class. Then they will confuse all the priorities. And by time, I will think the same way. Okay, and I will try, if I try again to return to giving classes and to be dedicated 4 or 5 times per week, I will never be able to do it. It is over. My heart will not support me. I am in a different way of thinking. And because of that, you know, I am saying that try all the time to choose those whom they can help you. Because alone, it is very difficult to follow the right path. Now we will learn about the father and mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. Abdullah actually is the slave of Allah. And subhanallah, this is very strange that the Arabs at that time or the people of Prophet Muhammad, they don't know the name of Allah. You know, they don't know that word, Allah. Okay? But subhanallah, his father gave him the name Abdullah. His father was the most respected man in the tribe of Quraysh. This is the tribe which was the guardian of Al-Kaaba. He was the most respected man. Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he grew up to be a handsome young man who had good manners. His father chose the father of Abdullah. Okay? So Abdullah didn't choose his wife. At that time, his father is the one who chose his wife, Amina, a good young woman, the finest of the Quraysh women, as a wife for his young son Abdullah. So the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called Abdullah, a handsome young man who has good manners, and his mother is Amina, the finest of the Quraysh women. Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spent several months with his wife who became pregnant. Then he had to leave her to travel with one of the caravans to trade in Syria. On his way back to Mecca from Syria, Abdullah became ill and had to stop off in the city of Yathrib to recover. This is actually, sisters, the map I wanted to show it to you. He was living with his wife in Mecca, the father of Prophet Muhammad and his mother, and he has to move for the trade to the north. Okay? While he was returning, he was sick. So he has to stop here in Yathrib, okay, in one of the cities, okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The caravan continued on its way and arrived back to Mecca. The caravan returned back to Mecca without Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On hearing of Abdullah's illness, his father sent another son to bring Abdullah back to Mecca. But the brother arrived too late, as Abdullah was already dead at the age of 18. He was just 18 years old. Can you imagine? His father died at the age of 18. Okay, and his mother was 6 months pregnant with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wife. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abdullah, the father of Prophet Muhammad, he died while he was at the age of 18. Amina, the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was heartbroken to lose her husband and the father of her baby. She would soon give birth to the she was heartbroken to lose her husband and the father of the baby whom she would soon give birth to. And actually only Allah knows that this orphan child would one day be a great prophet. While waiting for the birth of her baby, she dreamt of many things. She had a lot of dreams. On one occasion, it was as if a great light was shining out of her. This is one of the dreams of the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Monday, the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, which is like today, today is the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, it was actually 19th of April, 570 AD, Amina gave birth to a son. She sent the news of the birth to her father-in-law, Abdul Muttalib, who was sitting near Al-Kaaba at that time. He was very happy because this is the son of his this is the baby of his son who died at the age of 18 years old. He was very happy and he began to think of a name for the baby. This is a clear proof that for the Arabs, the father is the one to choose the name, or the grandfather if the father is dead. Okay, so now the grandfather will be the one to choose the name for the baby. 6 days went and still he hadn't decided. But on the 7th day, as he lay asleep near Al-Kaaba, Abdul Muttalib dreamt that he should give the baby the unusual name of Muhammad. And so the child was called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means the praised one. Muhammad the praised one. We will stop here inshallah with the life of Prophet Muhammad. Now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is born, and we will know about his childhood, and we'll know all the knowledge until the time of revelation inshallah next week. And let us make that list. الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. Our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.